This is the Chief and Sean Show, and we are live in the 405.
We're not live, but we are back.
We're live.
No, we're not. We are back.
And we're live.
Weekly, not live.
We're sort of live.
Okay, to everyone listening, or, well...
The people who are listening.
The few that listen, here's the deal. Speed Society is going to be hosting all of these podcasts. You're going to be seeing a ton from these guys. How big are they, Sean?
It's the biggest automotive website in the world, and, I mean, they got a lot of cool shit.
Yeah, we're stoked to be working with guys like that, for sure. Anytime we can align ourselves with other huge automotive people, this is perfect. So,
also, stop listening now and go and like it and comment on it, and the sooner you do that, hopefully, the more podcast episodes you'll hear.
The Crow 405, Murder Nova, Midwest Street Cars, like it, comment on us, tell us who you are, tell us why you listen to it. Keep this going, please. There are people that don't want this to keep going.
There's people right now trying to put an end to this. They don't want us on the air.
And we got guys like Speed Society that want to help us keep it going. So
welcoming us.
Let's do it. Rock and roll. Help everybody out.
And while you're there, check it out. Their website's awesome.
Hello.
Here we are again. It's Tuesday. We are on time
for the
podcast.
2 weeks
in a row we've been on time for the podcast. So you fucking listeners better be grateful.
Yeah. I mean, that way we don't have to read about it.
Yeah, so much griping about our timeline. Mm-hmm. We never really said when we were going to do this deal anyway. We just do it. We may have said on Tuesdays, but...
Well, and plus we're going to be gone the rest of the week, so we kind of had to do it. It was today or nothing.
Yes, we're going to Memphis to try the drag radials one more time before we go back to the big tires and the street racing stuff.
Streets be calling our names, though.
Street shit be calling. So we're going to Memphis. We leave in the next day or two to head for the big outlaw street car reunion in Memphis, Tennessee. Yep. I will be in the Radio versus the World class, which I shouldn't be, but I am because I'm stupid. And then Sean's going to be in the
limited drag radio,
limited
LDR
drag
class.
Radio. So if you are in the area, or even if you're not in the area and you have enough money to come see us, come see us.
Make
we'll
it.
Be there. Okay. This is going to be a special deal here.
I'm excited. I'm pretty excited.
So those of you that listen, and which, you know, the few of you that listen, last week we had a guest here, McDougal. He is Monkey's brother, and he was hilarious, by the way. And
he's a race car.
He believes he is a race car. He's changed his title. He believes he's not actually doing race car stuff. He's not actually racing. He is a race car. Like, he has changed his shoes for tires. Like, he's a full on race car. That's what he believes. And when he says it, he's just, I mean, you look at him and you're just like, oh my God, this guy's fucking crazy. He really believes he's
but
a race car.
By the time you get done talking to him, then you go, okay, well, you know, he's a race car.
At some point, you just have to give in and let it go that he's, you know, he's going to be whatever he wants when he grows up. And when they asked him when he was a kid, what do you want to be when you grow up? He said, deer or race car. And now he's a race car, so whatever. But what was weird is, like, the whole time he was in here, we were kind of wondering, because we know James Goad, who drives the Reaper car. Mm-hmm. We know James. He's actually here with us today, believe it or not. And the whole time we're talking, we were kind of wondering why the whole Justin McDougal and James Goad don't really get along.
Conflict.
There's something there.
Yeah.
And we weren't really sure why. So we kept trying to, like, figure out what it was. And I'm pretty sure we got it. You know, everything Justin said, he would take a stab at Goad.
Yes.
Like, I mean, every time he turned around, he'd take a stab at Goad. And, I mean, it was no matter what you were talking about, he would bring Goad up. So, obviously, there's a problem there. And then I'm tooling around on Facebook the last couple of days, and I see Goad has listened to the podcast, which I didn't think that, you know, James, you know, I didn't think that you listened to the podcast. So...
Well, actually, I didn't until I had 30 messages saying, hey, have you heard this? I didn't even know what a podcast was. I had to Google that shit.
James is stepping outside of the box.
Here. Remember, I'm old. We didn't have podcasts back when I was doing this shit.
Well, the whole time that we were you know, doing this or whatever. So James listens in, I guess. He Googles it. He figures out what who was talking about him and why. Well, then he makes this big long post on his Facebook page that you can tell, like, there's some issue there. You and McDougal, there's some real deep seated stuff. This ain't just your normal, you know, fuck you. No, this is like you don't like him, and he doesn't seem to like you either. So
no, there's no absolutely no love lost between us.
So yeah. We're sitting
and I call him McDouche, not McDouche.
But. Yeah, you have actually. So he's changed his name to Race Car. You changed his name back to McDouche. So we're sitting here and we're in a group text, you know, so we were talking this morning when everybody got out of bed about 10:30 or so.
Yeah, and whenever.
We're talking and we're like, we got to do this podcast before we load up to go to Memphis. And what are we going to talk about this week? Because it was kind of a, you know, slow week in the shop or whatever. And the cars are, you know, pretty much ready. And we're just trying to get everything going before we leave. They're pretty much ready to go down there and work on them.
We're going to wait till we get to the track before we rebuild them.
So, but I see all this stuff online and it's you guys going at it and people are commenting on it and you're commenting and he's commenting and it's pretty fucking funny. I know it's not to you guys cause it's serious to you guys, but to us, man, it's pretty fucking funny listening to what you guys are saying.
Some of the stuff both of them say about each other and I like both of them, you know, I'm good buddies with McDougal and I really like James and it's, some of the shit that they come up with to say about each other is funny.
So, but the cool part about mine, it's all on film. It's all on film. I mean, this fantasy world that he lives in, I don't have to live there. I mean, I don't. I mean, he's like, you guys say this race car thing, and I'm thinking he thinks he's Steve McQueen because he's watched the Cartoon Cars movie so much, but he's actually more like Tomator. Mater.
Oh, so you're talking. so you're thinking that he believes he's like Lightning McQueen. He is a car.
Yeah, that's my theory about that. I kind of see it that he's more like Tomator. You know, he's walking around wanting to be something.
Well, he doesn't. I mean, and, you know, I see where you're going. He doesn't really race.
No.
But he helps.
How?
He does. Hey, he helped me quite a bit. We were down there. I mean, he worked on my car like a lot.
I'm sorry, and I don't want to piss you off, but swinging on your nuts doesn't consider that. That's not help. You got 4 million motherfuckers that'll do that for you. You don't have to cart them in from the 405. Just FYI. I mean,
oh god, this is great. So I was sitting there thinking, you know, man, we should really hear what James has to say. Let's see if we can.
I mean,
get,
we got one side of the story.
Let's see if we can get Goad in here. You know, so. Goad sends us a message this morning, just like right
out of the blue,
like right when we're talking about it, you know. And I was like, "Hey, man, what are you doing today? Like, yeah. Why don't you swing by the shop? Let's talk about this." And he said, his first words were, "I said, come be on our radio show." And he said, "What's the subject?"
Yeah. That's why I put whatever you want.
Whatever
to
you
be.
Want, man. But you knew the subject was going to be you and McDougal. So
well, and I mean, I'm all about giving this 5 or 10 minutes, but past that, it's just gonna give me a headache thinking about this guy. I mean, seriously, it you know, that's one of the reasons I tried to avoid all this internet bullshit because I had to Google what a troll was. Now I know what it was. I pulled it up and it's got Justin McDouche there. And they said, "This is an internet troll."
This is an internet troll.
So I copied and pasted that because I wanted, and they say, which it's a fucking lie. They say if you ignore them, they go away. Well, I've ignored him for like 4 or 5 months, blocked him, all that shit. He don't go away. I mean, he really don't go away.
So,
and the sad right. part is I used to like this guy. Before Kansas, everything was cool. But
what was the breaking point? We have no idea
why y'all hate each other.
Have you not watched the video?
No, which video?
Of the finals at Kansas.
No.
At the no prep race.
No.
Did I won? According to him,
okay,
he got disqualified
when we went to Kansas and raced on the street. Okay, no. You're talking about the no prep.
Yeah, the no prep
there.
Race.
It was you and him in the finals.
Yeah, and he did. He treed my ass and said, "Kick comes on, I'm coming around." I guess he looks over his shoulder to see where I'm at, drives, hits his car right into the wall. Watch the video. That's exactly what happens. You don't see the car wiggle, get out of shape. I mean, he literally, bam, into the wall. He says, "I was disqualified." Well, fuck, you ran into the wall. What were you going to do past that point?
Which in his defense, I would say if it was his wall, it shouldn't matter if you hit it. But that's the way I look at it.
I was never told he got disqualified. I mean,
yeah.
Watch the video. That's the cool part about this. Everything that I say, watch the video.
Who crossed the finish line first, though?
I did.
Oh, well, then it doesn't fucking matter.
No. Sure it does.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean.
Yes, it does. Okay. No, you're right.
That's what you don't understand. There's two different. Well, actually, there's three. There's show reality. There's McDouchebag reality, and then reality. So pick which one you want. Depending on if you're on the internet, I guess, that day. But after that, I mean, it's like every time he's got to say something. It's like he's like a broken Japanese fucking radio. He just won't shut up.
Why does it have to be a Japanese radio? I don't really understand.
We don't build that shit here in America.
Japanese radio.
I mean, all broken radios suck, but is a Japanese one worse than a regular?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that's what he sounds like. I mean, that's basically McDouchebag.
McDouchebag.
Okay, so
for short.
Yeah.
So something happened in that final that got you guys twisted off at each other. Since
I wasn't twisted at him. I never was. I was never upset until he started the internet. Well, yeah, when you hear all that, when you read all this stupid shit he puts on there, and I really thought he was just trying to push my buttons because he wanted to fucking fight. Well, that's not the case. Because when we come face to face, that's the last thing on his mind. And the first thing on mine. And I just got to realize that he's fucking Justin McDouche. He's saying this shit to get attention, and I feel bad for him now. Today I realized that I need to be the bigger man, and maybe try to pull him up and tell him that he don't have to swing on everybody's nuts with a fast car to be a decent human being.
Yeah, dude.
I mean,
I think he likes getting under your skin.
Oh, definitely does.
I think he does.
Oh, I guarantee you right now at this podcast, he is in front of his computer. In his car's underwear, probably with a picture of me in one hand and lotion in the other, going, oh, thank goodness James is talking about me. I probably actually made his day doing this dumb shit just for him.
Well, okay.
Did you guys want me? I'll stop sugarcoating any time.
No.
Yeah, it seems like you're really holding back here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this is like the truth tree. You can say whatever you want in here.
Yeah.
So let's stop talking about him before you like break something in here or whatever. Because you're
hey, I'm calm. Look.
Yeah. You're
hey, my face is red because I'm riding my motorcycle. Come on.
Yeah.
I've seen it redder. You're not even that red right now.
We judge your mood by the
redness.
Yes, by the color code of your face. That really tells us.
By the way, thanks for saying that at Cash Days, where somebody decided that if I'm sunburnt in my face, somebody's going to hit me while I'm not looking because they think I'm going to fight. When you said, oh, if his face gets red, he's about to fight. So thanks for giving that shit up, dude. Way to look out for somebody's back right there.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to let people know that, you know, your face gets red and you're mad usually. usually. So... But you made the okay. Let's find out a little bit about him. So James, for those of our listeners that may have been born, you know, recently, who are you? Why are you here? Why are you racing with the 405? Why are you on the list? Why do you have one of the fastest street race cars around here? You know, we can skip the childhood stuff, but like. Where are you? Why are you here? Why are you with us? Why do you do this? Why do you subject yourself to this shit?
Yeah. Tell us about yourself.
Why did I subject myself to this shit? Well, I didn't know this came with street racing again. Like you guys said, I think Sean said it. We're going to show him that things have changed. Boy, no shit, brother. They have fucking changed. Yeah.
Not the podcast.
I'm not about all of it.
The racing. About your life and how you got into racing and what you do and stuff like that.
Like everybody else, I mean, my dad had fast cars, so I grew up in the garage. And my goal was always to outrun him. And once I did that, then it was outrun everybody else. So it was definitely a different time back then. Cars weren't nowhere near as fast. My car was pretty much unbeatable, and it only ran 950s back then. But that was late 80s, early 90s. You know, that was pretty damn fast.
Pretty
back
fast
then.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
But back then, you know, you challenged somebody to a race. You guys went out there, you got busy. Somebody paid up and it was over. Now you run a race and you deal with it. You race on the internet for the next 6 months. The whole list thing, well, you really want to go there, Chief? Because you know what the whole list thing's about.
What are you talking about?
I was about this guy on the internet one time. What the fuck did he, what would he say? Oh, that John Mode guy.
Yeah, John
Mode.
That
thinks he's got all these fast cars. And once again, I get a text message. You need to go read this. I don't get on the internet. They're talking about you. And here I'm looking at this big Chief guy that's talking cash shit about me, and I don't even fucking know who he is.
Well, you have to admit, we had a mutual acquaintance or friend, if you will, that kept bringing it up that John Mode from Binger or whatever was going to just fucking run us smooth over, and you were coming back. And you
but you didn't let that shit slip till about 6 months ago.
Well, you know, I didn't want to throw nobody under the bus. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, so we had heard over and over that you were building something, that you were going to come out. You had been out before. You were going to come out, and you were going to run over the Murder Nova, and you were going to take us all out, and you were going to go right to the top of the list. And we had heard that a lot.
Well, now, there was never a mention of the list.
And then we met him, and then we heard it from him.
To be perfectly honest.
He'll damn sure tell you.
He put it on his fucking car. Like from what? Who was it that told us that? Somebody told us that on his car, we didn't know this, but on your car, there are tombstones mm-hmm. that aren't labeled, and you said that there are two of them for
all
me and
the
him.
Two biggest ones right in the
are for
right
me
in
and
back.
Sean.
Yep. Oh, it was all about racing Sean.
I noticed that there's
no.
Blank.
I mean, I didn't know
there's,
about the list.
There's still no names on them. I've noticed.
Well, fuck! I got to outrun you first, asshole. But that's coming too.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so the bottom of the line is, or you know, basically what you're saying is you kind of got out of racing a little bit. You started building some high-end streetcar stuff, drag week stuff. You were traveling around doing that. You had customers that were building high-end streetcar stuff. And then one day you said you were tired of hearing about Chief and Sean and all his buddies out there being fastest ever. And so you said, fuck it, you're coming back out.
Actually, I had started no prep racing. And I called you that night when I went to Virginia and won the Virginia. Yeah, because they're talking shit about how Oklahoma's not this and that. And I own some vapor stores out there. My partner lives out there, so I just took the car out there.
You own vapor stores?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Five of them in Virginia.
Wow.
One here in Oklahoma.
We didn't even know that.
No, I don't. I feel like I don't know much about it.
We're learning stuff about. We're bonding right now.
Boom. We just lost a listener.
So you own vapor stores in Virginia. So you went out there, got in on the no prep race, did really well.
We won.
That's doing really well.
I'd say that's pretty well.
And then I kind of let the whole list thing go once the TV show started, because to me it was about racing Sean. That's it. It was about racing Sean. And then I heard about this list, and I was told that, you know, you had to run up this list. I thought, well, that'd be cool, but I'm not going to do that right now. I just wasn't going to do it because I had too much other shit going on. Then, I mean, I wanted to come race before there was ever a show.
Right. No, we knew that.
It had nothing to do.
You came out.
Everybody thinks I came out to race on that show, and that's not the case.
We've never thought that or said that.
You snuck out.
You guys
out,
are the only two.
You snuck out one night to see what it was all about in a black, short, wide, regular cab pickup with
God
a blower.
Damn, it was an old SS, 454 SS.
And
oh,
I remember,
that was you in that truck.
Hey, that was a sweet truck. I really liked it.
And so
now I'll tell you, I actually killed that motor that night.
And I remember you.
We remember.
I remember
we
you
went
saying,
to the parking lot.
Yeah. I remember you telling us that night that you were just, you know, I was like, you know, hey, is that James or John Mode guy or whatever? And I went over to talk to you, and I was like, hey, what's up? And you're like, nothing. You're like, I'm just out here checking it out. And I was like, you want to race? You're like, no, I'm not here to race. I'm just out here to check it out. And I was like, what does that really mean?
Actually, you invited me to come to that.
Yeah, well, we wanted to.
And honestly, I thought it was a fucking setup. I thought, oh, here
we
go.
You guys, the cops?
Oh, no. I thought it was a setup to race. And that's when you hit me up about racing. I said, I'm sitting here on a 295, 35, 20 tire. I did not come to race. I said, but, and you started in. He said, well, this guy don't have nobody to race. I said, so I guess it's just me go out here because you want to see me get outrun.
No,
I mean, you said, hang on. You said, no, that's not the case. And honestly, that night changed everything because there was no bullshit on the internet. There was nothing. Everybody was cool.
Yeah,
it wasn't about trying to set me up just to come out there and say, oh, well, fuck, we outrun, posted all over the internet. And that's what kind of changed my mind about this whole deal.
No, we like to race. You know what I mean? We like to, that's what we're about. We're about the race. Now, when it comes to internet shit, we like to do that too, though. You know, it's fun. It's fun to do that too. Like, we've done that a lot. It's a good time, but it can get under your skin and it can make you hate people.
That's just a pastime till the next race.
Right. So, and
I got five vapor stores, a construction company. I ain't got time to get on the internet. I got to make enough money to feed that fucking car. That's the other thing. If some people were off the internet, they'd actually have a car to race.
He's so full of shit, though, because when I asked him, it's Tuesday at noon, and I asked him to come to the shop to do the podcast, he jumps on a motorcycle and cruises
around.
Hang on. I said I own them. I didn't say I worked for one. There's a big difference there, guys. I'm pretty tight with my boss. I can pretty much do whatever I want.
Yeah, hey, there you go. All right. So, what do you think so far of racing with this group? I mean, you know, obviously you had some previous premonitions of like what everybody was like, and you had ideas of what you thought people were going to be like and how you thought people were going to treat you. You know,
well, and he didn't want to actually come out and get on the list or anything at first, right?
Well,
because James goes one way, you know, and he's kind of a no bullshit type guy. He shows up. He wants to fucking race. He doesn't want to sit around, wait on the cameras, do the whole 15-minute long driver's meeting. He wants you to say, this is who you're racing. Y'all figure out how much you're racing for. There's the starting line. Get your car up here and fucking race.
Right.
And then whenever he gets done, he wants to go home.
Right. When he sent me a message and said, hey, you know, I got the car ready. It's ready to street race. I want to do some street racing. Like, I'm going to be doing this no prep stuff. But if anything comes up on the street, let me know. Big money, small money, out of town, whatever. I want to do it. I said, cool. Well, we had just started the show, and I saw all the, you know, we were like two or three seasons into the show, and the producer at that time was kind of hard to, you know, a personality like James wouldn't have really done well in that setting. And so I didn't want to call him. I didn't even want him to come out because I wanted, when James comes out, I wanted it to be as real as possible. You know what I mean? Yeah. I wanted James to actually get to street race because, you know, some of these other guys, you can call and say, hey, do you want to shut your spot on the show? Do you want to try for a spot on the list? And they'll come out there and they'll bring their,
well, and that's
their,
all they really care about.
They'll bring their gimmicks and they'll bring their, their dolls or their whatever. And they'll come out there and they'll, you know, they'll do their whole tap dance and song. And they usually get beat really early and they go home and you never have to see them again. Well, I knew that James wasn't going to be like that. And I also knew that James was going to be really good for the show because he is real and he's loud and he's, you know, he's fucking America.
He's not going to hold back.
America, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And his car is, you know, the wrap job on that car
is fucking amazing.
It's amazing. It's one of the coolest looking cars I've ever seen. It has a big presence to it. It has a big name. It's like a, you know, it's like old school drag racing is, you know, in that car. So it's really cool. And my kid, when I showed him a picture of that car on the internet and I showed him a video of it on YouTube, that my kid, Koval, he was just like, Dad, that's the scariest car I've ever seen. And so
he has
become a huge fan of your car just because, you know, it appeals to him. It's like the Gravedigger monster truck thing. You know what I mean? It's really cool. So that part, you know, that's all great, but I just didn't want you to come out. And then the TV people say, well, you can't race him. You have to do this. You can't do this. You have to do this. You can't race tonight. You have to wait. So I wanted to wait. Well, then we had gotten a few seasons under our belt and, you know, we were kind of going flat almost. We weren't really growing. We weren't really doing anything special. And, they brought in a new producer and, the producer kind of said, hey,
lead the way,
do your thing. And so we went from you race when we want and you race who we want to do. This is your street race, right? So what do you, you know, run this bitch. And so I was like, first thing I did is I called James and I was like, hey,
some shit has changed.
Yeah. Do you want to come out? And he's like, when? And he's like, I'm leaving for drag week tonight. And I was like, oh, well, this is going down tomorrow. And he was like,
no, actually I was getting on my bike. I broke the car.
Oh, yeah, you broke the car for drag week.
I broke the car that night, and I just went through a bunch of different crap, and I said, I'm going to get on my bike. The bike out there was sitting out there running. I was loading the backpack when I looked over and went, Justin, Big Chief, what the hell is that about? Click, fucking life was over as soon as I did that.
God, when it was actually your drag week car that broke, not the Reaper.
No, the drag week car.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were going on drag week in a twin turbo Nova.
He has multiple cars.
He has lots of, and vape stores, I guess.
Yes.
So,
and then I hook you guys up if you're ready to quit smoking too.
Yeah.
Get you on that.
You came out, you brought the car out. It was a big hit in our group. It was cool. You obviously, you didn't change for the cameras. You didn't do anything different. You didn't geek out and bring a bunch of stupid gimmicks or nothing like that. You brought your crew with your family and you came out there and you did your thing. You know, we commend you for that. A lot of respect for that. Your car's fast, obviously. And you went, we can't really say where he's at on the list right now, but he went up the list and he's done really well. He's had a few speed bumps along the way with scheduling and stuff like that. But what are you going to do? I mean, that's part of it. You break your car, shit like that. Nothing you really do about it anyway. But you've really gotten some pretty good rivalries through that. And this McDougal thing, though, is just, it's taken over. You're like, I don't know why, but, you know, you had a rivalry with Shane for a little while. You and Shane didn't really, I mean, you tried to pop his head off. I remember. Yeah. I mean, you tried to squeeze his head off.
Yeah.
We had a difference of opinion.
Yes. Yeah.
And he realized pretty quick that he was in the wrong.
You know,
damn, I'm in a tight spot.
And the thing is, I mean, Shane's not no punk, and his car ain't fucking slow like everybody thinks.
Shane's car.
Everybody's making
fast.
These comments about, what'd you do? Run one kid. Fuck, a car's fast.
Yeah, it is.
And Shane, he said something. He called me something he shouldn't have, but I like shit out of Shane now.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know that me and McDouchebag are going to do that. He'd have to quit trolling, and I don't think he's capable. Yeah. But he could be the same guy that I met before that race at Kansas. Yeah, everything would be fine.
I got you.
But the biggest thing with this whole list deal is you're right. I had preconceived notions, and same deals that night we went out street racing. I kept waiting. I'm thinking about all these things you told me on the phone, and I'm like, it ain't going to happen that way. It ain't going to happen that way. This is going to be a big setup to pull me down. And I was, fuck it, I'm going to do it. And actually, you two have changed my mind about this more than anybody. There's some guys that I really thought, well, fuck, they're really racers, and they're not. And they're fucking not. At one point there was a big blow up and I came to you and said, all right, dude, you asked me to come out here. What do you want me to do? And I'm thinking, here we go. He's going to tell me I have to do this for the good of the show. Remember what you told me? Do whatever the fuck you want to do.
That's why
you got to be happy. You got to do what you think is right. And that really changed everything for me that night. So I am more serious about it now because it's not my whole intent. Was to go up the list and quit.
Was to go up the list and quit?
Quit.
Why quit?
Because it wasn't about the show. It's about going up that list. And you salesman, you did the salesman trick on me, telling me we're going to go out of town and race. Everything that I'd said I always wanted to do.
But we have.
Oh, he was hard selling me too.
I know the guy.
Because at first I said no. He's good at it.
I sit back and laugh when he does it.
Now's the time and this and that and this and that. And I'm like, I got to talk to my brothers. I already said we're putting this fucking car up.
Yeah, I remember you said that. You said, you don't understand, Chief. You said, we have worked our asses off on this car all year, and I told my brothers this was it. Like, we're going to get a break. Let's fix the car and take a break and calm down. And he was like, you're basically telling me to go spend all night and, fixing the car, putting it all back together, and then taking them back out all night again to do this show every weekend. And I was like, yeah, and sometimes through the week too, but. But it's really paid off. Look at you. You look like you're getting a lot of rest.
Do I look fabulous? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
You look rested. So, what's up with the new car? Or what's up with the car? Is it new? Are you doing anything different? Is it new? Is it whatever? What is it? What's going on?
Yeah, I've changed it.
Okay.
Well, I mean, shit, I had to. Everybody else was upgrading. So, now I'm kind of stupid because I pulled the big motor out, put the little motor in. I have a theory here. I'll put the little motor in it and go faster.
Hey, right. I like that theory.
Sometimes that happens.
I have a little motor.
I'm doing the same with my new car, so I'm not going to say anything about that.
other than what you just said, though.
Yeah, that's
but,
it.
But other than that.
But other than that.
No, you're not going to say anything
else.
That's
the only thing.
You're not going to tell nobody else.
And I don't know who came up with the whole out-of-time deal, but that's killer. That is the coolest thing about that car.
Yeah, the car's called the Reaper, and on the front bumper it says out of time, which, we, you know, that's really cool.
That's, yeah, it's pretty
bad. And it's a, how big is the motor that was in it when you were on the show this time? How big?
765.
And it's a nitrous deal, right?
Yes.
And it's a 68?
Yep.
68 Camaro?
Yes.
Ish. Is it a real 68 Camaro?
Yeah, it's a real one.
It's a steel car? Well, I mean, there's fiberglass there, but it is a steel body car?
Yes.
Okay. But it's tube chassis?
No.
James.
It was a back half.
Hang on. What happened was.
Here
it
we're
was a stock
skate
suspension car in 68.
I'm going to do like everybody. I did what everybody else does. The car was a stock suspension car in the front. Everything was, it had the whole front clip. Well, we took that out. We put a strut front end on it. But.
Like
it's
when?
Actually.
When did you do that? Just recently.
Recently.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, it technically has a bolt-on front clip that I'm going to go with what Dave said on his Nova. He said that's stock. That's a bolt-on deal. So according to the drag week rules, if it bolts on, it's readily available, and it's still acceptable. So no, it's still a back half car.
Okay.
That's where I'm going
with a strut front end though.
Well, we're talking about back half. I didn't say anything about a back front.
What about the front half, though?
But the front half.
The front half has a bolt-on strut front end.
Okay. That's right. What I was wondering.
Right. So,
I can actually
say, deal.
My strut's bolt-on on my car, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, how big is the new smaller motor?
632.
Okay. Oh, wow. You went a bunch smaller.
Fuel injected, four stages, dry nitrous. Yeah, I actually got the drag week motor in the car now.
Fuel injected. Dry nitrous, four stages.
Four kits.
Nice. Nice. That should be healthy.
And we put it on a very, very extreme diet.
Put the car on a diet.
Well, you know my fat ass didn't go on a diet.
No, you look like you're eating a lot of protein.
Oh, no. I just eat a lot of fried chicken.
So Monty Smith helps you out quite a bit on that deal, right?
Car's actually at Monty's. He just finished wiring it. It's back running. Monty had his dad got sick. So we were going to try to do the radio race with you guys, but that didn't happen. Monty's dad got sick, so we'll be testing the car next week.
Right on.
You were going to put radios on the car?
Yes.
That's ballsy.
Why? You guys do it?
Yeah, but we're fucking awesome.
Well, I just want to be awesome, too.
Okay.
I figure if I put drag rails on my car and that's all it takes to be awesome, fuck.
Hey, it's a good start.
I mean, yeah, it gets you in the ballpark.
It's a good start.
See, at least it gets you
still,
to the gate.
Depends on what you do once you get them on there.
Whoa. I mean, nobody said nothing about that.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Shane sent me a picture of his car and it had drag radios on it last week, too. But
I gave him the damn drag radios.
I ain't seen him make a pass on them.
Wait, so you and Shane are buddies now?
No, and Shane are boys.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah, we tied our two fat girls in a Fiat. Yeah.
What about Bob?
I'm not having nothing to do with Bob. Bob's like McDouche to me. I can't do. I can't deal with Bob. That's
kind of creepy, isn't it?
No, it's not kind of creepy. That's fucking creepy.
It's full blown creepy.
Yeah, I told Shane if I have to race you one more fucking time, I'm cutting that fucking mannequin's head off.
Yeah.
Jesus, how many times did you race Shane?
A lot. I thought we weren't supposed to. A lot.
A lot.
A lot.
Okay. Yeah, because that's that's on the season that we already filmed some of that.
Yeah.
So you're gonna see the Reaper kicking ass soon.
Actually, sure. Shane and I kind of got to be buddies because I was actually taking up for him on the internet.
See, you know, you keep saying that you don't do the internet and you're not into all that, but man, you sure are on there a bunch.
I know.
Well,
here's what happened. When he first got on the show, he had called me and was like, "I can't fucking take this shit," and he starts telling me all this shit that he's reading on the internet. I was like, "Whoa, you got to get off there." You cannot read the shit on the internet that the people are talking because, I mean, it drives me crazy when we first started doing this whole deal. And I don't really worry about what other people say about me. But he was full-blown upset, and I was like, look, dude, you just don't read it. Get off the internet. Obviously, he didn't.
No. Well, Facebook.
I'm still off the internet. What happens is my phone, I start getting text messages. Oh, you got to see this. So-and-so's doing that. So-and-so's doing that. Fucking stop. But no, it goes on and on and on. And actually, on the Reaper page, I don't have those problems anymore. You know, it's actually everybody that follows the car and posts on the car are pretty damn cool.
Yeah. And this is the Reaper SS page, right?
Yes.
Yes, Reaper SS. If you go to Facebook, go to Reaper SS. He's listed as an entertainer.
Hell yeah.
But 68 Camaro street race car. It says on your bio here, it says, this car was built for one purpose, to be the fastest street race car in the nation. That's why you built it.
Still not there yet, but we're working on it.
Hey, you know, got to have goals. Goals and aspirations, right? Okay, so new motor, new combo, new setup. And then what about, like, what are we going to do about your anger? Like, what are we going to do about your demeanor? Like,
oh, we don't have to worry about that. Like I said,
we're going to start filming again.
I'm taking some classes.
We're going to start filming again in, like, 2 weeks. what are we going to have to do here to get you, you know, to just calm down a little bit? You know what I mean? Like, when you get a pit bull, like, when you get him fixed and he calms down a little bit, do we need to get you fixed? We need to fucking...
Too late.
Imagine how mad he was before.
Yeah. You know, now, about me getting wound up, the funny part about this is my brother Gerald is the only one that can pull me off the edge. And you've seen how that... I mean, this shit even gets to him. He's about as laid back as they come.
No, he is. And you and him are like total opposite.
Yeah, and you've seen how wound up he got the other night out there.
Yeah.
So... I mean, you guys got to realize some of this shit's just fucking retarded.
I agree.
No,
don't know. I honestly don't know how you two do it. I don't.
I just don't really give a shit what anybody else thinks.
Well, and I'm to the point, I don't care what they think.
Well, that,
I don't care what they say. You know, the whole, like I said, when my mind changed about this whole list thing, it was, I mean, when we did a out-of-town race, it is when you said, hey, here's what we do. We all study the cars. This is what we do. And the car that you guys wanted me to get, that was not the one I did my homework on. That was not it. I mean, I'd studied all these cars, and there was another one that this is who I'm going to race. So basically when you said that, I was like, fuck.
Yeah, when
I don't know nothing about that car. And actually, I had a soft tune-up in the car because I knew I had the other one covered. But no, I got to jump on that fast motherfucker.
Hey, sometimes
that one hadn't happened yet.
So yeah, sometimes it's a team. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's a team deal, and sometimes we have to kind of.
And that's what I seen that night. You know that showed me that this is really a fucking team. All the bullshit throughout the week, but. It showed me that night that everybody does pull together, no matter how much you don't like somebody.
Man, that's the greatest,
it pulls together.
That's the greatest part of this.
And
man. We
that's
could sit
what
and
I like
race,
about it.
We could sit and list race every night, and it's not near as good as one trip out of town.
No, and like I said, when I don't want to talk shit on you, or I just don't want to do it. But that I'm talking about the guys on the list, not the ones that dream about it.
Yeah.
Or follow everybody else around swinging on their nut list. But that showed me that
I don't know who he's talking about.
Yeah.
All the bullshit about it not being real, about it being set up, that, you know, you guys really don't go out there. That's all bullshit. And I mean, the longer I was there, yeah, and I'm still there, unlike some people, but, it showed me that, you know, that this is about racing. Like you said, when I said, hey, some of these guys act like this ain't about racing. Am I seeing this wrong? You said, no, they're seeing it wrong. It is about fucking racing.
Yeah.
So
it's definitely about
what it's
racing.
Always been about. And when it's not about that anymore is when I'll be done.
Well, I'll just find somebody else to race with.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be somebody out there that is about racing, and I'll just go race with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'll go race car somewhere else.
Yeah, probably be Boosted.
Boosted's about the race.
He's about racing.
He's about racing for sure. All right. So
of all the people that ever mouth something on the internet, see, that's the thing. Nobody puts their fucking car beside mine to prove how fast they are. But the one person that when I made a comment about the imported car, Boosted didn't take it. He sent me a message. Won't race that fucking imported car. I was going to Texas to street race him. I said, dude, you small tired car. He goes, I don't care. Yeah. Boosted That motherfucker, he don't have no quit in him.
No, Boost is about the race.
I mean, he's about just like, fucking racing, and I like the shit out of him.
And that's why there's a select few of us that are nothing but race. You know what I mean? Just like whenever you text me, and we were having a rough few weeks there list racing, and you were like, look, man, I'm tired of this shit. I don't want to list race in the middle of the pack. I don't want to have to keep racing guys blowing me all the damn time. I want my shot at the top, you know? And I'm like, hey, you know, and I've talked to you the way, you know, we agreed in the beginning that we were going to be, you know, whatever. No sugarcoating it or whatever. Nope. We talk however the fuck we want to each other, and hopefully we don't end up killing each other. And like I told you, I said, hey, if you don't want to do it no more, then you don't have to. He's like, well, I want to race you. I feel like I've got a number one car. I said, cool. Then we'll race this weekend. You're like, let's race for your spot. And I was like, well, that's kind of against the rules, but we can race for like $2,500. And you're like, no, I want your fucking spot. He's like, I want to race you for your spot. I was like, well, then you got to win some more fucking list races. You're like, this is taking forever.
I had no idea about chicken shittery. Oh my God.
Chicken shittery being, hang on, chicken shittery is a word that we use for when guys are playing games on the list and they're using the rules to their advantage, and they do what we call spot blocking, or whenever their buddy behind them does some spot blocking, or the guy above them does, you know, so that's chicken shittery. And
Monza
coined that term whenever people were fucking him over. He said, this is chicken shit. Y'all are a bunch of chicken shittery. And, but we use that term a lot and people don't know what it means. Well, that's what it means. And James, you have a major problem with chicken shittery. Like, you can't fucking take it when you don't get to race.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, that one time he said, that's it. I'm fucking leaving. Fuck this. Fuck y'all. Fuck this whole place. Fuck that list. I don't give a shit about none of it. No, y'all aren't here to fucking race. I'm here to race. I brought my shit all the way out here to race, and y'all aren't here to race. So I'm going home. And I was like, all right.
Four fucking weeks in a row.
I said, all right, James, we'll see you later, man. He's like, what? And I was like, yeah. I was like, you don't have to be here if you're not racing tonight. You know, you can go home. He's like, he just kind of sat there, and I could tell that he was wanting an argument there. He was wanting me to argue with him so that he could tell me his peace of mind.
Or for you to say, okay, man, we're going to get you a race.
Or for him to be
I knew that wasn't happening.
He wanted to be
Part wasn't happening.
He wanted to be able to get mad and go home and drive through the field and have a big argument and throw, you know. And I was just like, hey, man, no, I hear you. I understand completely, because it does suck. I've been there before. Yes. I've come up that list before and had people that don't want to race or that feel like they can stall or whatever, because they know that, you know, there's some circumstances that they can't do anything about. The TV thing has to happen, and it makes it tough. And so,
and what you said, what stopped me when you said, hey, dude, I know I've been there. It sucks.
Yeah.
But that's how it is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck it. I'm going home. And then I started to walk away, and I'm like, ah, shit. Yep. If I don't now, then I never went for that one spot. I mean, I never went. So, the chicken shittery, that's tough to deal with.
It is.
I mean, because we're supposed to be out there to race. If your car's there and your car's running, then you need to be racing. If your car's there and it's not running, you shouldn't have brought your fucking car.
Or, you know, or step out of the way. You know what I mean? Now, I feel like the rules are there for the people that do race, though. So, like, there's a 7-day rule, you know? So, if you call somebody out on race night and they actually have 7 days to race you, if their shit's there and it's running, I feel like they should race. But if it's not running, well, let's say they've been at the number two or three spot for fucking 2 years. Dude, 7 days ain't that big of a deal. But, man, it's the time that it sucks is when guys are 7 days every week. You know what I mean? When they just know they're going to drop another spot, and instead of just taking their ass whipping like a man, they 7-day you. They 7-day the next guy. They 7-day. And it locks people up, and to where you don't get any racing. Sometimes we go out there and race three fucking times. Dude, that sucks, you know?
Oh, and I got my I'm not going to take a spot without racing. I got that used against me too. Matter of fact, Boosted was the only one that he insisted. He said, dude, my car is blown to pieces. I'm like, oh, you can't do that. And he goes, you have to. You're fucked.
Yeah.
You're an idiot if you sit down.
Oh, dude, if you don't take somebody's spot,
this year's totally different because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I don't care
all
if
about
you were in
the top.
I don't give a fuck if you fell off your roof the night before and you're fucking crippled. Pile your ass in your car with hand controls or fucking lose your spot. I am not going to fucking do that this year.
So you'd take a handicapped guy's spot?
I don't give
man,
a
that's
fuck.
Rude.
I don't care. That shit is not
hey, it's
playing
all about
no more.
Getting to the top.
It
man.
Is about winning.
It is about
now,
winning.
Now, and I've got to take that same approach that on a list race, we can all fight amongst ourselves. And when we go against somebody, then we're a team. But other than that.
Yes, but in order to be an effective team, You have to have the fastest guys in position for your team, right? So if all your fast guys are down at the bottom and they can't get up to the top because you got these slow guys blocking or because their cars are broke.
It doesn't matter. You pick the list. You know which cars are fastest.
Yeah, but they don't get to race, so I don't get to see which cars are. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't see Shane make a good hit till cash days.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We had no idea what Shane had in the back. Well, he beat you.
Fuck.
He's beat James, too. Mm-hmm. Still hasn't beat me, though.
Well, yeah, but you tell me it's too soon now. Well, shit, you flipped your car upside down. It's kind of hard to beat you when you fucking barrel roll it down the road to keep from racing.
To keep from racing.
I've been waiting forever to say that.
I barrel rolled my car to keep from racing. Yes, that's exactly what
happened. He got so scared he crashed the damn car to keep from racing. That's one way to block the list.
Hey, no, I pulled it off as soon as I broke.
Yes, you did.
Hey,
I feel like some people don't like that, though.
I think all you want to do is just take a fender off, and it kind of got a little out of hand.
No, I had to take the car off the list. That's what are you going to do, Fuck, you're screwed. I wasn't going to spot block everybody for weeks until I brought out a new car and tried to pull it off as my old car, like what Sean's going to do. Chicken shit.
I'm not doing that. they're not going to let it happen. I would, though. I would do it.
Varley predicted this. No shit. Like, Varley predicted this. Season two, Varley predicted what Sean's is going to do. So Sean's building a new car. It's going to be exactly like the old car, et cetera, et cetera. And Varley predicted this 100%. Varley said
he came over and checked the car out.
He said that Sean is going to change that car out for another car and not tell anybody and not take it off the list. And he actually went to as far as to come over and look at the car to see if he had done it.
Same one.
Yeah, I was like, man, Varley's he's smart. He's just a little ahead of his time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now Sean's going to have to try and do it and get it by everybody. But everybody else is doing it too. Doc and Monza got 4 foot of their 10 work still on the car. Everything else is brand new. Yeah. They're not going to take their cars off the list.
Yeah. Is the only thing that's the same.
Chicken shittery.
I mean, different motors, everything. So
they still got to be running.
They're different cars though.
They got to be running.
All the cars have to be running, like yours too.
Mine's running.
Yeah, right.
Mine's running.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, if you want to get technical, I mean, I'm still not scared of that white car you got out there.
What are we waiting on here? I'll be in Memphis. You grab a lane. Grab a tech card.
I get to run slicks. You on drag radio? No, you're faster on drag radio. Fuck that. Yeah, that'd be like calling Sean out. Hey, put drag radios on it. Fuck that.
You can run.
let me rephrase that. Put slicks on it and I'll race you.
Yeah. Once you get out there and start shaking, I'm going to come right around you.
You can put any tire you want on that motherfucker. I'll run you.
That is one thing about James, though, is he has always told me, we've had a couple of opportunities to race, and he's came over and asked me at the track before. He's like, hey, how's your car running? I'm like, God damn. It shook so fucking bad. Look at this. He's like, okay, never mind then. He'll walk off. And he will not race me until he knows that my car's.
He don't want the excuses. He don't want the internet shit. If he beats you, he wants to be able to.
To the best of their ability to race.
If he beats you, he wants to be able to say he's the fastest. Now, when he loses, that's when he brings up all the excuses of how many kits he didn't turn on and what he forgot
he
to do.
He only ran one kit.
Yeah. Oh, I knew just that. I just knew one kit. Yeah. I never said that to you.
Not to you. I read it on the internet somewhere.
The bad part about it was when Jero pulled the data log and he goes, hey, the retards never came on. I said, yeah, because the retard behind the wheel didn't turn the fucking switch on.
Yeah, he was so scared he didn't even turn the lights on.
That's exactly what happened, actually, the truth be told. Actually, what I was trying to do, because, you just debuted that car, and, I mean, you were coming up the list. I didn't want to steal your thunder. I was trying to.
Which car?
You talking about at Armageddon?
Yeah, I'm talking about when I beat you at the No Prep. That's the same car I've had forever, and I was number one on the list for like 2 years with it.
What?
Yeah. What are you talking about? I've never had a new car till now. I've had that same car since I was 15.
Well, I know you've had the same car, but hell, forever it wasn't even running. What?
Yeah, it's been running for 2 years.
Yeah.
I took it apart for 3 weeks.
Oh, it must have been that white paint job that threw me off.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that it was the same car. I'd never changed anything on that car. The only thing I ever changed on that car is, I moved the turbos around one time and cut the fenders and put bigger tires and shit on it one time, but that was about it. For the most part, it was the same.
I for a multitude of reasons, I hated seeing that happen to that car.
Oh, yeah.
Because I did want to race that car. That was the car, as far as I'm concerned. No, you raced it. That was you. That was the car to race.
Yes. Now, I felt the same way. And I miss it a lot. And I still miss it. And I'll always miss that car. The new car, you know, it hasn't done it for me yet, but it will. I mean, eventually it's going to grow on me. But it was just, there was something with the old car that for my whole life, there's just this, it was just there in my head that no matter what I did, no matter where I went, no matter how much money I had, no matter anything that went on, I was always going to be pushing that car as hard as I could to be the fastest street race car in the world. That was just my mission that was never going to falter, you know, because it was that car. It was just nothing. I woke up every day with the same feeling, the same thought. It was just this underlying thing that I just had nonstop. Well, with the new car, I just don't have that. With the new car, it's just, it's something else to do. You know what I mean? I have a race car. I like to race. I want to win. I have to get this kind of car in order to be competitive, or I want to be more competitive, so I need to get this kind of car. Or
yeah, it's just a tool.
So now this car is more of a tool in my toolbox than the old car was, which is good and bad. You know, it allows me to do things to it that don't hold me back like the old car, you know, because the old car, I was sentimental about things. There were things that I didn't want to get rid of, you know, and this new car, I'm just not really sentimental about it. So fuck it. We're going to do whatever it's got to do to be 100% the fastest thing ever. I don't care, you know, period. But I'm hoping that one day it gets to the point where I can't stop thinking about that car the way I thought about the other car. You know what I mean? Because right now,
you know, that'll never happen.
I know. That's what sucks.
But, you know, it's just like when you went to that car, you know, that you losing that car that night, you know, you lost a very important thing. So you going to, which I still, I mean, it's a Pro Mod body, but it's got a little Pontiac motor in it. You can't really call it a Pro Mod. I know you've caught a lot of hell over that, but I mean, you did what you thought was going to make you happy and return that feeling you're talking about with your car that you had. It didn't work, but you've got that car.
Yeah, I don't want to sit out for 2 years. Right now we're in the hottest time that we could be. The no prep and the street stuff and you know, the drag race stuff. Everything is so huge right now. You know, it would just be a tragedy for me to sit out long enough to build another back half car. And back half cars take so long because everything is 100% custom. And
calm down over there, Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, you know, I didn't want to take the time off to do that. So it was like, well, I'll find a car that's already done. And I found 50 cars that none of them were what I wanted or what I thought I wanted. So it was like, if I'm not going to have my dream car ever again, then I might as well have the baddest bitch I can afford, you know. And I spent all the money on the chassis, so I put my old junky motor back in it, and it's still pretty fast.
Well, you know? That was the thing I liked about your other car is the fact you kept it a Pontiac above. And the fuck car hauled ass. But the coolest part about that car to me was the fact it always had a Pontiac motor.
Yeah.
Because it would have been a lot easier to go fast.
Oh, you have no idea.
Not using a Pontiac. I mean,
you have no idea. Yeah.
If
I was smart, I wouldn't have a Pontiac motor in this new car either. But
yeah, but
no one's ever, you know, claimed I was smart, so hell with it. I know that motor and I know how to work on it, so we're all right. We're gonna be okay.
You have to change your name from Chief to Chevy.
Yeah, I definitely I definitely gonna have no Chevy motor, that's for sure.
Well, you can't say Ford.
Nah, I don't know what I'll have. I don't even know.
He's going to have a Pontiac.
I probably have
a Pontiac. Yeah. That's exactly what he's going to have. Yeah. Just what you got. That's what you're getting.
Yeah, I think I'll always have a Pontiac. So the Nova, the twin turbo Nova, the drag week deal, is that still, are you still drag weekend or no?
It's signed up. We're going.
You're going. In the unlimited class?
No.
No. Back half?
That's a street car.
Oh, God. Here we go with the street car shit.
It's got a full exhaust. It's got full exhaust. It's a full steel car.
My car
there's no fiberglass on it. Hey, my car weighs 3560 with me in it.
Yeah, what's the Camaro weigh?
Which one?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, which Camaro are you guys talking about?
The Reaper.
I own seven Camaros. Pick one.
You own seven?
My little white RS car, I was like 3,400 pounds.
You own seven Camaros?
Uh-huh.
We got to start a vape store, Sean.
Yeah.
It's not about
construction.
It's not a vape store.
Or something.
Hey, I tell you what, there's a friend of mine
who used to do.
You want me to tell you how you make money? You do what Sean used to do, and then you buy a race car. Then you don't have money.
Right.
So everybody thinks I got all this money. I own a race car. You don't. You get one or the other. You get money.
It sounds like you own a lot of them, though.
Yeah, and I owned them before I got a full-blown race car. Because Reaper car, I ain't never called it a street car. It's
some
a fucking
point,
race car.
You start selling off those other cars to put more money in your race car. That's what I've done. That's what I've done.
No, I just work harder. Open another vape store
you
or something.
Get more people to work harder.
On construction, you know, quote,
damn.
Quote construction,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't know about that. Yeah. I'm not sure what
I build
he does.
Schools.
Yeah. You probably, who do you put in the floor, though?
So
like
what?
You're like concreting people in the floor over
oh,
there.
Oh, no. What I do is we do structural steel and metal buildings. So you come out there and you fuck around, I'll just push you off the building.
Into the concrete.
Remember when he came in here that one day? And his head was all fucked up, and we were like, yeah. What the hell happened? He said he got into a fight on a job or something. Some guy, he tried to hit him with a fucking hammer or wrench
or
something.
Wasn't it?
Nah, it was a tie bar.
Tie bar?
And I didn't try to hit him. I hit him with it. But that was a job. The guy came for a job interview. He wanted a job
and
went to talking shit. Huh?
Did you give him the job?
I would have if he showed up the next day.
Yeah.
Went to stay late at the motel.
Yeah.
Then left.
So the guy shows up for a job interview and you fight him.
Well, no. He actually, I was talking to him on the phone and he wouldn't tell me where he'd worked before and said he was the baddest motherfucker ever carried a set of bags on a job. He said, I'll outwork all your guys, which my family and my guys you don't talk about because they work their fucking asses off to do what they do. And there ain't very many motherfuckers that can do what my guys do. So I told him, well, you know, you're probably better off right where you're at. He goes, well, you better stay where you're at or I'm going to whoop your ass. I said, motherfucker, where are you?
I believe there was probably more conversation than that, but I get it. I get the gist of it. I get the gist of it.
So, and then when I went to the job site, he stayed in the motel next to the job site. He comes walking over and he said, hey, you know how sometimes you got to be aggressive to get a job. I said, no, you said you were whooping my ass when I got here. And he's trying to talk. And I popped him in his fucking mouth.
Well, there you. I mean, hey, sometimes you gotta hit.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta hit somebody.
Somebody gotta hit a new
guy.
A new
told
guy
me one time, that's man shit. I mean, if you say you're gonna whoop somebody's ass,
no, hey,
fuck, you need to do it.
That's what I said. Sometimes you gotta do man shit.
Yeah. Now he can't call you a liar, can he?
No.
No, and if he wants a job, he knows how to talk to you.
Yeah. Hell, I'd thought more of the guy if he'd call me the next day.
So am I going to get that job or what?
In that day, hey, where the fuck's the job? I'd put him to work because he would have been the baddest motherfucker.
Exactly. Hey, take an ass whipping and go to work.
Fuck yeah.
You know?
That's got a guy's shit.
That's man shit.
That's man shit right there.
Yeah.
Speaking of ass whipping, this deal with you and McDougal, are y'all going to be able to be in the same place? Are y'all going to be able to like, be around each other in person without fighting? Or are we going to need to set up a fucking ring and let y'all do this?
Get the man shit over with. And then y'all could be friends like you and Shane.
Yeah, because you tried to squeeze Shane's head off and now you guys are friends.
I just don't see that happening.
What, the friend?
The
friends
only
the
way
fights?
That... Oh, the fight's going to happen.
Oh, shit.
I mean, it He's gonna push it. He's gonna push it till it ends up there. I mean, that's his call. I told him a long time ago to quit doing it.
What is it, line one?
Oh God! Right? Now we got McDougal coming.
We have a caller.
Oh, I already know.
We have a caller. We have a surprise caller into the Chief and Sean show here. Yes, you're on the air with the Chief and Sean show.
Is this the Chief and Sean show?
Yes. Turn your radio down.
Sorry.
Yeah. No one else can hear him.
You there? Is this the Chief and Sean show?
This is the Chief and Sean show.
Oh, I'm caller 12. I'm a listener 12.
No, I can do a
here.
Speaker.
Hang on, let's right make here. Sure.
Oh, aha!
Okay. Can everybody hear?
I can hear.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We all got all phones right. Now. So,
who is this? Who are you listening? You said you're listener number 12?
This is listener number 12.
Listener number 12, okay. What's your
big
question?
Big fan.
Big fan. What's your question, listener number 12?
Is Sean in the room?
Sean is here.
I'm here.
Sean murdered Nova Sean?
Yep. Sean murdered Nova Sean.
Oh, man. I got a question for you.
Okay.
First thing I seen in Georgia was a wheelie across the finish line. Did that scare you or no?
I'm going to go with no.
I've heard this
awesome.
Before.
Awesome. Awesome.
So that was your question.
That was my question for Sean. Who's our guest speaker today?
We have James Goad that drives the Reaper car in the studio today.
James Goad. James Goad, can you hear me?
I don't know. What, say something again.
Can you hear me, James Goad?
One more time.
I think he can hear you.
I'm just checking to see because I don't hear a keyboard clicking. So,
what's your question, caller?
I made a list of questions for Goad actually before I called in. I was pretty prepared.
You have a list.
I was pretty prepared.
You have a list of questions for Goad. Okay, caller, let's start your list of questions for Goad.
We'll start with the simple ones, very quick ones. My first one is, how many Affliction shirts do you actually own?
None. Never have owned an Affliction shirt in my life.
Okay. Second one, why do you street race?
That's a good question.
Do I street race?
Yeah, why do you street race?
Why do I street race? Because I like to street race.
Very simple. Simple answer.
Very simple.
Okay, next one. Does it actually hurt to turn that red?
No. No, it actually comes so easy that just the sight of some people just makes it happen. Oh, I mean, you just see them.
Lots of blood rushing up there.
Yeah, you see them walking across the parking lot. It's like, golly, fucking douchebag motherfucker. And I mean, you just turn red. I don't know what it is.
Second question is, actually, how high is your blood pressure? And are you currently on a cycle?
No, because... now my blood pressure is not high because, like I said, I came to terms with some things that some people at the level they're at, swinging on everybody's nuts, they got to do what they got to do to make them feel more like a man. And I'm not gonna stand in front of that no more. I'm just gonna let it go.
I kind of feel like you're all over the place with that. What are you getting to? Wrap that up to where the viewers and listeners can understand where you're going with that.
What, you want me to spell that out for you? Nut swingers. I thought that was pretty self-explanatory myself.
Can you actually spell that, though? I mean, I'm just
nut curious. Swingers?
Yeah.
Sure. MCDOUCHE.
Nice.
He spelled nut swinger McDouche.
I like it.
Oh.
I guess, Go, my biggest thing when I wanted to call today and actually change voice with you in front of listeners is I want you and everybody else to understand why I troll you. I'm not sure you even really know why.
Oh, I do.
Wait. You're not listener number 12?
I thought you were listening.
Actually,
this is McDougal.
This is McDougal.
I just now got this.
I actually lied.
That was a complete lie. I called in. I knew he was down there. I was going to bum rush the meth check. I decided I'd use the phone instead. That way we could actually talk about it and not get physical.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So if you want to know the God's honest truth, why you get trolled by me on a regular basis, and I know I go overboard with it because I really, really troll you hard, harder than I've ever told anybody, actually.
Well, see, I had to Google what trolling was, so that's the other thing that kind of brought me to reality of, you know,
yeah, I mean, it's 2016, 1986. Things have changed. I mean, things happen on the internet now where we don't have to page each other and say, hey, you want to meet in the car wash and fight. We can do it on the internet where everybody can see it, judge it, and laugh about it.
Okay. I'm grasping the concept, I think.
Okay. So when you started street racing like 3 or 4 months ago.
3 or 4 months ago. Let's see.
By
my age, I was probably street racing when you were still a little white speckle in your daddy's nutsack. But go ahead. Go ahead about the...
I've heard that. I've heard that. All you old guys talk about back in the 80s and all that stuff. But when you actually started competitively organized street racing and
what's organized about street racing? You're talking about internet racing. That, yeah, you're talking about internet, and you're right, I didn't start internet racing until about 3 months ago. But
I do understand that you probably don't understand what I'm talking about because you wasn't actually part of any of this prior to the show.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. We did it the real way. We didn't hide behind the keyboard. We got out and got busy with it.
All right. Let's wrap it up so listeners aren't confused and where we're going. I'm trying to.
I think you're the only one getting confused. Everybody else, I mean, T's rolling on the floor. Sean's over here just shaking his head loud. I think the only one's confused is you. If you need some Captain Crunch, you take a minute. What? Shit, brother. I mean, take a minute. I mean, it's all good. I'm just saying that fucking note sucked. Because he's like, oh, fuck. Shit, I know he types slow, but he talks fast. I'm on the ropes here. What the fuck? All right.
I'm on the ropes.
So just to make sure everybody understands that, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to knock you off task.
I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Captain Crunch in your ears.
You can imagine what he was saying.
I can imagine, but I couldn't hear it all. He was giggling like a little girl.
Man.
That was probably me.
That was cheap.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's how hard he's laughing. It's like, it's all over the room.
Okay. Let's let everybody understand where me and you have a hiccup and what the real issue is.
This is a hiccup? This seems like a little bit more of a hiccup. I think we're making breakthroughs here, but I don't know.
Yeah, they're talking.
They're at least talking, but I don't know if I'd call this a hiccup. This is like a fucking volcano.
No, it's a minor hiccup. I mean, this is minimal. Okay. Minimal issue for me. Anyways, we was at a race, Goat and I together, at the same race in Amarillo. So, a friend of ours crashed his car. We all know that, Comstock. And the track owner shut the race down. We all agreed to split the money. Well, I don't think Goat agreed to that, but we agreed to split the money, give Dave the larger portion of it. And when we were done with that, Goat was in the pit, or actually in the staging lanes, and he was upset about it. And me and Monkey were standing there talking to him. And he said, I come here to race. I've been testing all week. I'm here to handle this, yada, yada. So I offered him a gentleman's race. I said, look, if you really want to race to find out who's the fastest, I feel it was Birdman, Mike's car, and Goat. I felt those were the fastest cars on the property. I said, let's wait till everybody leaves, take it right out here on the highway, and get
Dude,
one
off. You know none of that was ever – see, that's what I'm saying.
All
you were so delusional.
Said.
Did
All
you believe that?
Said.
Because Monkey I was overloading that. Daddy Dave's car in a trailer
no,
is what I was doing after
right
the race.
Let's not argue. I'm trying to explain where we're at on
Oh, this. Okay. I forgot. We're in McNeish World. Go ahead. Go ahead. We'll get reality
here
in a second.
Me and Monkey stand there. I have a witness, Monkey, which is a reputable fella. Don't lie. Don't tell no fibs.
He'll tell
there,
the deal.
I'm standing there, and I ask him for a race on the street. He looks me dead in the face and says, you young punks have a lesson to learn. You do not know what will happen if you race on the streets of Texas. You will go to jail. And I said, oh, okay. So that's a no? And Monkey busted up laughing. I mean, literally lost it. Goat turned beet red, and I realized right there that everything Goat has ever said is absolutely bullshit. He is not race car. He is a fucking track racing pussy. That is
yeah, here's the funny thing about that. None of that was ever said. Nothing. None of that was ever said because after the race, I was over helping put Daddy Dave's car up. Well, you were over stroking somebody else's cock. I don't know who it was at the time. Probably Birdman. But you never offered. Matter of fact, you were the first one to jump up and go, oh, let's split the money. And by the way, it's on video. It's on
video.
YouTube it.
Video, I said, give the money to Dave. Birdman said, let's split it up.
No, Birdman never said that.
That's fine, too.
Birdman never said that.
It's on video, Goat.
Go watch. Yeah, but that's the thing. Go watch the video.
I already did.
It's just like, it's just like when you were saying, oh, it's a prep track. It's a prep track. You guys went out there and slid all over the place. Like, fuck, wow. Wow, that's a good prep.
It was a prep track.
Oh, it was a prep track. See? And that's kind of like the comment earlier, Dave being your driver. Man, that's crazy stuff. He's your driver?
What else was he? He was my driver. He was driving my car that I crew, that I build, I work on, I designed, I make the decisions, I put the tune-ups in it, I turn the wrenches on. The car has an owner, it has a crew chief, and it had a driver at the time. And the driver happened to be Comstock. So where's
wow.
there?
Wow, fucking Mike just took it. Mike spends $100,000+ on a car, and it's your car. Wow. Well, he did let you drive it into the wall, so that's probably true.
You want me to come unfuck your car, too?
Dude, I tell you what, you even got close to my car, you'd probably just come all over yourself.
Yeah.
I don't feel like we're getting anywhere.
But anyway,
I don't feel like we're getting anywhere.
Told you before, I will race you anywhere, anytime, on the street, just like the day before Armageddon, when I actually called
your
daddy, Mike, and said, can he set up a race? He goes, yeah. I said, okay, so we're racing tomorrow night. No.
When's your car going to be ready?
Matter of fact, hey, I'll tell you what. I've got a deal at Ozark Raceway. Why don't you bring that down to Ozark Raceway?
Asking,
oh, no, hang on. This is a brand new concrete, and I'll bust your ass right there.
No, we're talking street. We're street. We're grown men.
Are you even old enough to know what street you're asking at? I'm just checking here. Okay.
Will your car be ready, young man?
Ah, man, see, now you can't make up your mind. Am I old or am I young?
I'm just fucking with you. Go. When's your car going to be ready? I feel like we should wrap this up for the viewers, the listeners, and everybody.
Lock something in right here on the show. This will be a first. This will be the
here
first
we go,
time.
This
will be the first time anybody's ever locked in on our show. So let's make this happen. This is a big deal.
Lock this motherfucking shit in.
What are you bringing? What are you driving? Your car? The Corvette?
He said
no,
yes.
Not the Corvette.
Yes.
Huh?
Not the Corvette. The Corvette isn't ready. It's still got to be wired and tuned and dynoed and tested. It's not ready.
Okay, so you're bringing, that gold thing you're driving. Okay.
The gold thing.
Yeah. Okay.
The rusty hook. All right, so when's this happening?
When and how much?
The rusty hook runs right now. I'm trying to find out when
you're going to. All right, so James, when are you going to be available to race on the street against the rusty hook?
Now, mind you, I'm going to be in Memphis this next week, so I can't do it then.
Yeah, and I have an appearance the week after that, at Marty's track. But
we can do it through the week if we're all in the city. We can do it at B&R or something.
Oh yeah,
we can do it middle of the day. Hell.
All right, so let's lock something in. What are we locking in?
Fucking excited.
Sean's got a boner.
I am too, actually.
We're talking about a real fucking street race.
Not on the show here. Yeah. We're not talking about on the TV show.
Yeah.
We're not talking about on the TV show. We're talking about two fucking wicked ass cars in the middle of the street. And this Goad McDougal thing being locked in and settled right here and now. After this, no matter who wins or loses, no more fist fighting. Y'all can still talk shit and hate each other, but let's not fist fight.
Let's do this.
Unless you need to fist fight, then fist fight and get it over with.
Let's do this.
Then be friends.
If I outrun you, put money on it too, because I'm not doing this for my health. You stop trolling on the internet.
All together or just you?
Period.
That's going to be tough.
No, period.
That ain't going to happen.
No, that ain't going to happen.
That's man shit right there.
Let's be realistic, man.
I know. That's your life. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I will fuck with you. If you beat me, I will stop fucking with you.
Oh, I don't care if you fuck with me, dude. You keep it up.
It seems like
keep it up because it's like I told you before. There's going to come a point that it's not playing no more. And you're there with me, partner. So... Now,
partner. He called you partner.
I'm ready to bust your ass on your car just to shut your fucking mouth once and for all, because I think that would be great. You cannot come up with some, I was talking to Monkey one time and blah, blah, blah at a racetrack, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to be done to 26.
Are we going to UFC fight in the Midwest Street Car Shop, or are we going to street race?
No, so what's the date? Let's pick a date. Let's do like a Wednesday night.
Well, we've got the 26th, I've got that appearance, and then when I come back,
the 26th,
at the coin off laundry,
I'm done after that.
All right, so let me look at my I'm gonna name this the lock in calendar.
Yeah. So anytime you're saying past the 26th,
mm-hmm. All right. So let's shoot for March 30th. That is a Wednesday.
A Wednesday.
Okay.
Are you guys good with that, James?
I'm good.
You're good?
I'm good.
Okay, let's say this, because Wednesday looks like there's something going on. Let's say this, and also because of the legal ramifications of saying this on top of the fucking show.
Now you thinking about that shit, huh?
He already called the spot.
We're
going to be up at B&R. You got to
do that. We're going to lock the shit like 3:14.
Okay, so let's say that, you know.
That week.
We have a date. We're gonna when we get off the phone here, I will text James and McDougal. I will text both of you guys the date of that week, and we're gonna make it happen. We're all going to lock in on the street. How much money?
What do you think, James? Let's not be ridiculous.
Go ahead, dude. I'm going to let you make the call on the money.
I say we do $1,000.
Done.
There's a lot more than $1,000 on the line.
Done.
There's a surprise going on here.
Okay. I will handle security. I will handle the spot. I will have it marked off. I will flag it. I mean, this is going down. Okay.
Flashlight, arm drop.
Flashlight.
Okay.
Yeah, it's flashlight.
Flashlight hey, says hey, flashlight.
Hey, us old guys used to do that arm drop shit.
Hey, I was just wondering.
I made friends with Flash Stick down there in New Orleans. You want me to get him up here?
All right. So now this is the Rusty Hook against your 68 Reaper car. Going down the week, that week that we've picked, and the date that I'm going to text you guys. This is locked in for $1,000. I'll handle the rest of it. You guys just show up with your cars. Let's get it on, right?
Done.
Done? Holy done. Shit.
Fuck yeah.
Holy shit.
I'm pretty right. excited.
And if McDougal loses, he says that he's going to stop fucking with Goat.
No, so, I'm not going to hold him to that.
Okay, good. Hey, that's probably not going to work.
Here's the thing. If that's what gets his rocks off, that's fine. Because after I beat his ass, everything he says, I'm going to say, I've outran you twice. I've outran you twice.
Let's be clear on that. I was in front of you.
Let's be clear on that.
When you drove into the wall.
Now, here's what we're going to do. We're also going to guarantee that we will do a podcast. We will do a podcast after this race.
Yeah, the day after.
We'll have both of you on. If you can be in the same room with each other, we'll have you both here. If not, we'll have someone on the phone. But we will have this, and we're gonna let everybody know who won. Where we're gonna give the money, like
we'll
the whole
get
deal.
Everything ironed out.
This is gonna be fucking real. This is the lock in episode right here. It's going down.
Lock in.
Hopefully, this starts a whole new trend of street racing lock ins.
Well, don't
on
give
our
up
show.
The fucking spot next
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. Sorry.
Think about that.
Yeah, I got. It's been
He's
a while.
He's got other spots. Hey, we're a little rusty.
I got two or
deal.
Three. I got two.
It's no big deal.
I got two or three spots over there we can use.
Name the other ones.
Yeah, yeah. Shut up, Sean. All right, it's going down. I think this is gonna. We're making headway here. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I think so.
This is gonna be good. I think.
You know what's gonna be crazy is after this deal, me and Goat's gonna be best friends and get along great.
Dude, yeah. I like the shit out of you till you start typing on the keyboard. I just can't stand you when you're on the keyboard. Other than that, you're a pretty likable guy, actually. But
see there,
when you get on the keyboard,
be friends.
When you get yeah. on the keyboard, you're kind of a douche.
Can we be friends or not?
Can you stay off the keyboard?
No.
See, get okay. a 12-step program after we race. We'll
look,
talk
one
about
step
it.
At a time, guys.
Yeah.
Right now, we have a race locked in. It's
yeah,
going down
going.
In a couple weeks. This is actually going to happen. We'll post the video. We're gonna do a podcast afterwards. And this shit, this is the way you handle shit right here. You either fight or you race, right? Thankfully,
right.
They're going to race first, and then they're going to fight.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for calling in, caller number 12.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
We
appreciate fight, the questions.
If we end up fighting, can I make a request? Can we do it in like 30-second periods? Because I'm going to get tired and out of breath.
I'm the one that's fucking old. Don't ask for a break here, really. I'm going to have to take two fucking Geritol like before I kick your ass. Here. What are you talking about? Wow. Nah, shit, he's young. He's half my age. Oh, man.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad we decided not to have McDougal in the studio today.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They would have actually fought. Now we actually have a race. It's going to
yes.
happen. I'm so excited. All right. Well, thanks all for right. calling in, caller number 12. We're going to let James go, and we're gonna let him go get his car ready for this big race, this big grudge match.
Right.
Grudge match. Locked in. Locked.
Pick one and ride with them, y'all.
All right, go to the Chief and Sean Facebook page, post up who you think's going to win, and and go to the Reaper page, Reaper SS, tell him what you think about this whole deal, and then, Justin, do you have a caller number 12, whatever you're calling yourself, do you have a Facebook?
Race car.
Yes, Justin Race Car McDaniel. I'm pretty cool.
Justin Race Car McDaniel. Go check him out. He's pretty cool. All right. That's all right. Talk to you later, caller number 12.
See y'all.
Later. See? Everything's going to be worked out with
see,
a race.
See, now, that's the one thing that you always do. You always
what?
To set me up for
no,
something
I didn't.
With that little sideways grin
what
on your
face. What, you didn't know he was going to call?
Oh, yes, you did, because you called him and told him I was going to be here.
I did.
Why would you do that, Sean?
I don't know why I would do that. I never even thought about doing that.
Hey, actually, you know everything that happened. You two are right there together.
I knew it was going to happen.
I know it.
But hey, I didn't do it.
It was posted on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
All right.
That's probably podcast. Him that's called 4 or 5 times.
Dude, someone kept calling the whole time, and I was like, I guarantee you
and
that's
And normally
him.
We have the phones off, and I'm going, looking at yeah. Phantom. Every time it rings, I'm looking at Phantom going, oh, I know that's him.
All right. Well, hey.
Well, I mean, I am going to say this. I'm pretty impressed. You're pretty quick-witted. You did
yeah,
you
it's
did
hard.
Good.
It's hard
hey,
to.
It's hard to be on the spot and he obviously had notes and
was prepared.
You did well.
I'm just not good at typing this shit, guys.
You did well.
Hey, we posted this morning, you know how to talk shit. An hour and a half and four sausage biscuits,
dude. It was just,
I mean, two fingers at a fucking time. See, that's why I don't like to. That's why I can't do this shit.
Hey, but on the fly,
hey,
you're pretty quick witted.
He kept calling, and good. Phantom kept looking at me like, "All right, it's time. We're talking about McDougal. It's time." And I wouldn't even look at him because I was like, "No, it's not time." Because I honestly thought that McDougal was going to be so quick and such a smartass that James was going to get mad and leave and go find him, and it would have been over. And I was like, "We need to get it. We need to squeeze an hour out of this fucking thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. We can't be over just yet." So. Yeah. He did good
responses.
Yeah, he did well. It was funny as fuck too. God damn, that was funny. Yep.
There's gonna be a race. You guys and are I'm fucking so excited. Idiots.
I like it. There you go. Deal. We got a real deal street race happening soon. Yep. All right, James.
Please don't tune in for that time. Don't. Let's don't post that.
Hey, thank you very much for coming, last minute, coming in here and subjecting yourself to all the shit that we like to put you through. But honestly, James, I know that McDougal respects you, you know, and I don't know what happened to set y'all up. I mean, I know what happened, but I mean, like, somehow y'all got twisted off. I'm actually hoping that after this race deal that you guys, can get to normal. And because I like you, I like the fuck out of you. And I tell people this all the time when they're like, man, what's the deal with him? He's loud. He's off.
You never have to wonder what he's thinking.
And that's what I tell people. I'm like, man, I would much rather have a guy like James and McDougal than have, 10 quiet guys who are super nice and buy me breakfast, because those guys are the ones who talk shit the whole time. You never know what their angle is. You know what I mean? With you, I know you want to race. You want to race really bad, and you want to race right fucking now,
Pretty much.
So that's what I like about it, and we respect the hell out of you. We're glad to have you in the 405. We're glad to have you racing for us, with us, and against us. And I think you've made a great addition to what we have going on.
And we look forward to going out of town racing with you.
Yeah. I'm way excited about it.
We know you're going to like that.
Oh, yeah.
That, and it's always nice to have somebody there that, when I get – because sometimes I get angry and I push people and touch people and hit people and knock people down and I like to fight.
Yeah.
It's nice to have someone else there that might like to rumble too, because there's a lot of softies in our little group here.
There's a lot of people who's strictly, no, I don't want to race this guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
James Goad, you say, James, hey, I think you should race this guy. He goes, okay.
James told me.
Are we going first?
And James even said, whatever. James said, well, that's not who I had wanted to race, but if you tell me that's who is best for our team, for me to race, then I will race him. And we said, yes, that's who I believe is best. And he raced him, and he didn't bitch about it. So, that's what we need as a team. We need to get the Reaper car, up on that, get you that number one shot and get you up that list as far as you can go. And that way you don't have to deal with as much of the bullshit that there is down there in the bottom middle of the list. You know what I mean? Cause man, once you get up there, I mean, I'm not saying you're not up there yet cause it hasn't aired. I can't really say, but the guys at the top of the list, there's kind of a mutual respect thing there. Yeah. We don't like each other and we talk a little shit, but there's a lot less bullshit. You know what I mean? When it's time to race, it's time to race unless you're Doc. And then there's a lot of excuses and shit, but I like Doc too. Doc's ride or die 405 till the end.
We have become.
I don't think anybody can wrap their head around
how big his head is.
That list has become.
Yeah.
Nobody can.
We are a family. We are a very dysfunctional, crazy family. But I wouldn't trade our family for anybody else's. You know what I mean? Like, yes, I don't like a lot of the people in our family and we don't get along or whatever, but when it comes right down to it, we're a family and we accept everybody's bullshit. So you know what I mean? Like everybody accepts my bullshit and the ones that don't have already left and I've run them off, but everybody that's still there, they accept my bullshit just like we accept everybody else's bullshit. So I'm glad that you came by and I'm glad that we got to know a little bit more about Goad and the McDougal thing is going to be awesome. So thank you for stopping by and thanks for giving the few listeners that we have a little insight as to who you are and what this whole thing with McDougal has become. And now we have an end date.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have an end date. This is great.
You do realize after this shit, like Sean told me, I can't even log in to my fucking Reaper page for, like 4 months.
Oh, you'll be
You should be able. There's going to be.
You're past all that bullshit now. Yeah, that's just like at the beginning.
Oh, we just fired just it like all right back up.
Yeah, but you know.
Hey, the one thing that came out of this, we're going to race.
This is the first.
Other than that, I don't give a shit.
I can't believe this. I can't believe we went this long without actually locking something in on our show. This is the first street race, illegal, real deal street race that we've had locked in on our show since it started. And I hope this starts a trend. I hope that we can get some more guys on here to lock in. And let's.
Sean, you want to lock one in?
I don't feel like I ever need to lock one in. I'm usually always down to race.
That's true.
So, I mean, everybody's always like punk out money and all that. And if I say that I'm going to race,
Well, if they want to race you, you're pretty much going to race.
Yes.
So, all right, James, thanks for coming by, brother. Thank you very much. Everybody go follow the Reaper SS page. Do you have a website?
Working on it.
He's working on his website. When he gets one, he'll put it up on his page.
Yep,
there you go. When he gets one, he'll put it on his Facebook page. Go buy a shirt from him. Get some Reaper gear for your kids. I know I'm looking forward to my boy's shirt.
You have an appearance coming up where?
Actually, I took my hoodie, my zip-up hoodie that we just had made for us. I'm going to give that to your son.
Oh, right on. Cool. He'll like that, man.
He's a big fan
of your car.
Shit. I mean, come on. Your son's my biggest fan.
There you go.
Fucking love it.
Hey, don't.
Love it.
It's cool. Yeah.
And he's a cool kid. I mean.
He does. He really likes your car a lot. So
I have not wore it. I actually was going to give it to him at the Denton race and didn't. I couldn't see him after I talked to you. But, yeah, I've actually put my – we don't sell the zip-up hoodies. I got mine set aside for your son.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I appreciate that. That's really cool. So that's the perks of being Chief's son.
Yeah.
Right.
No,
on.
That's the perks of being a Reaper fan against Chief.
Hey, he is. He's a Reaper fan. Yeah. He is. Yeah. He's going to be – right now he can't even sit still because he gets to go with us to Memphis this week and see the radio cars. And he is like – no one will ever understand how big of a Golden Gorilla and like Little Evil fan. Like he is – the biggest Little Evil and Golden Gorilla fan ever. So all he can talk about right now is hoping that he gets to see them or see their cars or meet them or, you know, whatever. So I'm hoping that we get some time at the Memphis race to take him by there and see that stuff. Cause he's a big fan of the drag radio cars too. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Anyway, but hopefully one day, you know, we'll be at an O-Prep or something and he can get to see your car race. So anyway, thank you for coming by. Thanks for giving us some insight to what's going on.
Yep.
Locked in race. We'll see you back here in a few weeks after the race. Hopefully, you're going to come out on top, right? I mean, what's the predictions? Predictions?
No prediction, Ted. I'm going to put his ass on the trailer.
There you go. All right. We'll see y'all later. Be careful, everybody. Love you. See you after Memphis.
Later.